Mount Union's Purple Raiders ride a national best 29-game winning streak into Friday night's NCAA Division III football championship against Mary Hardin Baylor. The Raiders beat Mary Hardin in last year's Stag Bowl, and they're aiming for the program's 14th national title. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for stopping in today. We appreciate it. Thanks for your support, too, of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more at WWIB.com. Mount Union All-America senior D-back Lewis Berry's on the other end of the phone connection with me today. He's a senior from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, second straight year, Lewis, you're going to play Mary Hardin Baylor, a team out of Texas, in the D3 championship, the Stag Bowl. Tell me about your opponent this year.
Oh, yes, sir. They're a very great team. They've been in the national championship the last 3 years. In fact, when we missed out in 2016, it was because we lost to them in the semifinals. So we have a ton of respect for them. We know it's going to be a dogfight of a game. They have athletes all over the field, a lot of speed all over the field, and then their defense is just suffocating. They hold offenses to minimum yardage, minimum points, and then they force a lot of turnovers as well. So, you know, we're expecting a 60-minute ball game. It's probably going to come down to the wire, and so it's just going to be about who can execute the best under pressure.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, your defense is suffocating, too. When you guys have 15 defensive touchdowns. You have six of those this year. And one opposing coach said of you that you're one of the best D-backs in the country at any level, not just D3. You think you got a shot at maybe playing in the NFL?
Yeah, well, first of all, student-athlete, so I've definitely taken the classroom very serious. I'm trying to do whatever I can in the classroom to excel whenever football does come to an end, because it will, no matter what the future holds. So I feel like I'm prepared for that, whether it's now or later. But in terms of playing at the next level, I feel like it's definitely a possibility. I've seen players my size that have found a role in the NFL system. So, you know, I feel like it's just all about the right fit. I feel like God can definitely use me, being how small I am, to bring glory to him. So if that's something that he chooses to do, I feel like I'll be ready for that blessing. If not, then obviously there's another chapter in my life.
Yeah, yeah. You're not a big player, 5'7", 170 pounds, but the stats are undeniable. 40 tackles, 5 sacks for you, 6 tackles for loss. You lead the team in interceptions. What do you scored 36 points, I think, defensively this year for Mount Union. Fantastic season. And a highlight for you has to be appearing on ESPN's SportsCenter as one of the top plays. It was a strip sack and a recovery for a touchdown earlier in the season. That had to be fun. Did you know that was coming? Did you know ESPN was going to play a highlight of you?
You know, I didn't know for sure that I would be on, but honestly, I knew the play wasn't something that you normally see. So, and I know they do give Mount Union a lot of love. They give love to a lot of small schools. So I can't say that I was surprised to see it on ESPN, but the amount of attention that I received due to it, that was definitely overwhelming. It was a lot to handle, but I feel like it was definitely just a great opportunity, something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
I would too. Wow, fantastic. Lewis Berry of Mount Union, the Purple Raiders, D3 football power, on the phone with me today. And I'd like to have you, at this point of the show, Lewis, unpack your story of discovering that Jesus died for you. He wants to give you an eternal life, but wants to be there every step of the way in the life you're living right now. And you have a new relationship with him. Can you kind of share how that happened for you?
Well, you know, I was brought up in a Christian household, and so it's always conscientious of God. You know, my mom and dad took me and my sisters to church a lot, pretty much every Sunday. One of my grandmas on my mom's mom has a great relationship with God. My dad's mom is a preacher as well. So, you know, I've always been kind of around the church environment, things like that. And my grandma on my mom's side, she would always tell me that she wanted me to get saved and things like that. even my mom as well. I felt like I always told my mom that I didn't want to do it yet because I didn't feel like I was ready. I feel like that's a thing that really shouldn't be said, because it's never a great time to be saved, except for all the time, you know. So eventually my sophomore year of high school, I decided to give my life to Christ. And things, you know, that was a great moment in my life, and I definitely really appreciative that I was able to do that. And I feel like my life has definitely been changed for the better since then. But not all the time do things just go your way just because you're saved. And God definitely puts you through a lot of tests and trials to refine your faith. And so, you know, hitting to college, it was definitely something that you're not used to. You have a lot of freedom, a lot of things, time to do things that you have to, you want to do, and you don't have to ask your parents to do them, you know. And so I felt like God definitely used some moments in my life to get me back on the right path. You know, I've always been a Christian, but I haven't always lived for Christ, you know, in every area of my life. And so I feel like recently God's been showing me how to do that more and more. And so, you know, times of trials come along and things come up, but I feel like everything is being used to give him glory. And so where I am today, I feel like in a strong position to serve God, but there's always the devil trying to creep back into your life. And so there's no time for complacency.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, it's kind of like football. You got to know your opponent. And this is a wily opponent in Satan. But we do have the authority and power to live out the Christian life. Lewis Berry, my guest today, the D3 All-American defensive back from Mount Union. The Purple Raiders, a power at the Division III football level, will take on Mary Harden Baylor Friday night, ESPNU, in the Stag Bowl, the championship for Division III. Hey, thanks for coming back today. My delight to get you on the show to talk about football and your faith. God bless you.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you.